you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, August 14th, 2019, and with it being Wednesday, it's Prime Lifetimes in Review. But wait, there's more.
There is.
We have a special guest in the overflow room, Dee Chesser.
She's waving.
She happened to stop by. In fact, we're going to be talking with her in the coming days because we're going to be launching a new season for the Great News Radio Children's Choir. In fact, on Thursday, September 5th, that'll be the official launching. So we'll have her on to talk a little more about the choir and how we can help your children learn to praise God and come together on Thursday nights, basically from 5:10 to 6:30. And so that'll be happening in a few weeks. So help us get the word out about the Great News Radio Children's Choir. We're already going to have them scheduled a couple concerts with the Singing Men of GNN in the Christmas time, like last year.
That was beautiful.
Some other fun events and outings. So the Great News Radio Children's Choir in its second season to be launched the first week of September. The 5th, right, Dee? Okay, Dee's waving and saying, just keep praying, Mark, keep praying. So
did we announce that Dee Chesser's birthday is the 5th?
Oh, you know what? I don't think we
have.
Happy birthday, Dee. Her family are going to probably say, what are you doing? That's her birthday. Well, you know, we'll share with all the children
that
night.
Come to the kids' choir.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
bring
that sort
of
thing.
Bring a piece of cake. Yeah, maybe we'll have a cake for you that day.
Oh, boy. Big plans.
So, Kathleen Jennings, you're a regular on our Prime Lifetimes in Review on our Wednesday's editions, and so a regular voice. Thank you for joining us once again.
Because she writes such great articles.
Well, thank you, Marianne.
And I love this article. In fact, I've been with Captain Mike on two or three trips to Israel. In fact, I'm going to see if I can pull it off where he'll come in for a memorization Monday or a testimony Tuesday, maybe even this next week. Captain Mike, if you're tuned in today,
you're on.
You're going to be getting a call. We want to have you a part of a future broadcast.
That's right. One of those trips to Israel, he worked with the group that I had painting a mural. It was the one at the Red Mountain Writing Center.
And he could reach nice and high and get the things that
most... Well,
he could,
but he also went up on a ladder a couple times to do that.
Well, Kathleen, you had your paintings displayed at the CUFI luncheon. Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah, that was a great event. Wow, I'm still tasting beef brisket.
You love that beef brisket.
Oh, it was great. Hickory River supplied the spread.
It was a spread.
What they catered it.
Yeah.
And so I'm lacking on my words today. Yeah, they're kind of looking at me like,
Is the world spinning?
Yeah,
is the sun in place?
A lot going on.
You're
a lot coming together. Last night, we had the CUFI thing for the pastors at the noontime, basically 11 to 1, but it went to about 2. And then last night we had another gathering at 7 p.m. and that went a little long and had a wonderful turnout, some great people, and it was a real blessing to have Pastor Lyndon Allen share with everyone. But then I think, with Testimony Tuesday, our special guest Keith Allen, and the Memorization Monday, I had to hold down the fort again. Marianne, we got to get together. Maybe this next Monday we'll do Memorization Monday again.
Let's just do that.
So we'll plan on that. But a lot of different activities. We launched the Singing Men of GNN on Monday night, so that was great rehearsal. So we already are going to be singing at the Logan Women's Prison. Women's facility in a couple weeks.
Where is that at? Is that in Lincoln?
Yeah, Lincoln, Illinois.
Logan County.
Logan County. And so, it's like jumping right into that and a lot of other things being launched in the days ahead. So, okay, so we're going to read another great article story by Kathleen Jennings from Generation to Generation.
I have to say, just about this picture that goes with this article, that everyone on the editorial team had to look up the word. Well, Rob didn't, but everybody else that Kathleen had here. Bathyscaphe.
Bathyscaphe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Well, at the Singing Men rehearsal, the guys were talking about the difference between a ship and a vessel. And like a ship, I think they were saying, was like a submarine, where a vessel is more of the boat or something. I was like, what?
So I don't know.
J.D. Davis.
Is he a boater?
Yeah, he was pointing out the difference that when you refer to something, that's a ship. But when you refer to this, that's a vessel.
Well, I'm just not going to say anything because I don't know.
We need Rob here.
We do. Okay. We need somebody.
Kind of went over
my head. I just wrote down what Mike told me, so I don't.
All right.
A bathscape. Bathyscape?
Bathyscape.
It's a very good article.
And I'll read what it says underneath the photograph.
Uh-huh.
The Trieste Bathyscape, a free-diving, self-propelled, deep-sea submersible used by the USS Apache, ATF-67, to recover high-tech spy devices. Now, that's part of what Mike's job was.
Wow.
At one time.
All right.
He's done a lot of different things because he was in the Navy for almost 32 years.
I think I've seen a picture of his fleet. Like, he was the commanding officer of, like, 5 or 6 different ships. I don't know if I'm even saying it right. Vessels. But he was, like, the head kahuna overseas.
Things on the water or under.
Yeah,
And we've got a picture back here of Captain Mike and Linda Barker at their home in Savoy.
Yes.
And he calls his dear wife Linda
Mike.
Munchkin.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, it's his little
sweet.
You know, he's like, what, 6'8"? He's very tall and big, and she's shorter, maybe 5-something, and that's
sweet.
His lovely Mike. Munchkin that he's happily married to many, many years.
Yes,
I like that.
She's a real special lady.
Yeah.
All right. Read to us, Kathleen.
Okay. Captain Mike. The fireworks began at around 3:30 a.m. on July 4th in the waters off Vietnam. This, however, was no 4th of July celebration. Participating in gunfire support missions, the USS Rogers was assigned to monitor and, if necessary, fire on the enemy afloat. For almost an hour, 5-inch guns remained locked on the target, a Vietnamese sampan believed loaded with weapons. Warnings went out, with no response from the enemy, while officer of the deck Michael Barker and other officers debated whether or not to fire on the sampan. Decision made. Safety check. All clear. 3, 2, 1. Fire. From 3,500 yards away, about 20 seconds later, there were fireworks about 100 feet in the air. The boat was loaded with all kinds of munitions and explosives, including rifles and mortars.
And I'm going to pause here for a minute because when people think 3,500 yards away, okay, 100 yards is a football field.
Oh,
so
wow.
Imagine that's 350 football fields. You know, 100 yards times 350 of these would be the 3,500 yards. 350 football fields. That's incredible.
That's 3,500 yards.
Yeah, that's way far away.
Yeah,
that's a long way. But if you have an explosion like that, you want it to be far away.
You want to be far away.
At least I do.
Yeah.
Joining the Navy at age 24 was an unexpected decision for Mike Barker. Born and raised in Oklahoma, he was working for Skelly Oil Company after graduating from the University of Tulsa with degrees in petroleum marketing and engineering. After playing basketball in high school and college, he blew out his knee as a college sophomore. Mike told me he didn't think he would pass the military physical when he was drafted. When he did pass, he opted to go with the U.S. Navy. Mike and his childhood friend Linda, literally the girl next door, were married after his junior year of college, and they looked forward to traveling the world together. A scheduled first assignment to Japan was canceled, however, by 2 long deployments, 9 months and 7 months, respectively, to Vietnam, where he gained first-hand knowledge about the sampans and concrete barges filled with munitions. In late fall of 1967, the USS Rogers participated in an attempted rescue of American POWs held in Hanoi by creating a distraction as U.S. troops entered the area. Unfortunately, due to an intelligence breach...
Loose lips sink ships.
Yes.
Wow.
You've heard that one before.
Unfortunately, due to an intelligence breach, the POWs had been moved just prior to the operation. After leaving the USS Rogers in Subic Bay, Philippines, Mike flew back to San Diego. Linda and their girls, Krista and Kara, joyfully met him at the airport. Once again, it was decision time for Mike, because his enlistment was coming to an end. He asked Linda what she liked about the Navy, and he told me he really wasn't surprised by her answer. She had grown up living in the same house all those years, and she really hadn't traveled much at all until they married. Linda had discovered that she loved traveling, and she loved the water. Living near the water, being in the water, and being on the water. In 1968, Mike decided to pursue a career in the U.S. Navy, which led to time spent living on both east and west coasts of the United States, as well as in Morocco and Japan.
And look at how God put those two together, yeah. Like a perfect fit.
From the time they were children, mm-hmm. They were best friends.
I like that.
After leaving San Diego, Mike went to salvage and diving school, where he prepared to take command of the USS Apache, ATF 67. Their primary mission was to locate and recover a top-secret high-tech device lost about 700 miles east off the coast of Kauai, Hawaii, when it was dropped by an SR-71 spy plane.
So it was one of our devices that was missing that they were trying to recover, not trying to get somebody else's.
Okay. Yes, because, as you'll see in the next paragraph, the Cold War was still active. While they searched for the device, they also had to evade Soviet snooper ships, dropping deep ocean transponders in the area where they determined the device should be. They had their object in sight by the second week, and they quickly began recovery operations. And that's the bathyscape.
Okay.
Over the course of Mike's 31-and-a-half-year career, his duties included not only shipboard commands, but command of a 13-ship amphibious task force during Operation Desert Storm, and work in Washington, D.C. at the Pentagon. I was surprised when he told me about commanding a wooden ship, the minesweeper Constant, but it certainly made sense to build with wood instead of iron or steel, because wood was far less likely to detonate mines. In August of 1994, Mike and Linda moved to the Champaign, Illinois area, where Mike became professor of naval science and commanding officer of the Naval Reserve Officers Training Course, that's the NROTC, at the University of Illinois. While in Champaign, Mike helped make arrangements for Vice Admiral James B. Stockdale III's induction into the Illinois Aviation Hall of Fame. Captain Michael Barker officially retired from the U.S. Navy in September of 1997, but I believe he will always be in the Navy, because the Navy is still very much in him. When we first met several years ago, it didn't take long for me to realize that he would always be known to family and friends as Captain Mike.
I don't know if he still has that pontoon boat in front of his house, but where he lived for many years, you'd go by, and I always like, that's where Captain Mike lives. You can tell the pontoon boat. And,
nice.
Yeah, he loves, they both love being on the water.
And, that's so great, how they like water, both of them.
Yeah.
All right, the byline says, Kathleen Jennings currently lives in Mahomet, Illinois, a watercolor artist who loves history. She researches personal stories of the wars Americans have fought for our freedom and the people that fought them.
Yes.
You can contact her at Kathleen@WatchmanOnTheWall.com. Thank you so much. WatchmanOnTheWall.com.
And you were a Watchman on the Wall yesterday during the CUFI event, and you had your artwork here at the Great News Radio Center, and then out in Lincoln Square for the evening edition, where people really appreciate and love that. I think even a pastor approached you and wanted some hundreds of one of your watercolors put on cards or something.
So. Yes, he did.
Very good. That'll help with your future trips to Israel, underwrite maybe some of the minimal costs. And I think you're going back to Israel in the fall, in a few months, later in this year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excellent. She'll be scouting for our future Great News Radio trip we're talking about coming together in the coming days, maybe March or spring of 2020.
Okay.
Yep, you're being assigned to be a scout for us over there.
Oh, okay. Well, now that comes with special privileges, right?
That's
oh.
right. Oh. Well, you know how much you owe me already, so.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah. Are you a middle child, Benny?
Oh, no, no,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah. Get Marianne fired up.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. You are firstborn, right?
I'm a firstborn. Well, technically I was a secondborn, but
firstborn female.
But my sister did not survive, so
I'm so sorry.
So okay. I became okay. the firstborn
yes,
from the
did.
Time I was born. So.
Oh, okay. Yes, you did.
So I
well,
I
we have it. We have the mix here. We have the baby.
The
we
baby.
Have the firstborn,
I'm not a baby.
And then we have the middle child, me.
Well, you know, there's a lot of studies showing that the youngest child is just amazing.
Well, my sister would probably agree with you. By the way, she has a birthday tomorrow.
Oh.
So she lives in Iowa.
What's her name?
Ellen.
Happy birthday, Ellen.
Happy birthday, Ellen. And don't forget, everyone, on Thursday, September 5th, it's Dee Chesser's birthday. Dee's in the studio here working on a little project with Holly, so we appreciate her showing
thank
up.
Thank heavens for splicing tape.
Yeah. Oh, very good. So what's a sneak preview for next month?
Oh, it's a good one.
Sneak preview for next month? Well, I would answer you in Navajo if I could speak the language, but that's one of
the decoder.
That is one of the reasons that Navajo was used is because most people cannot speak Navajo.
Right. She's going to write about the code breakers.
Oh.
The code breakers and the code talkers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great article. So, it's going to be a good addition next month. We got a lot of good stuff coming.
Yeah, and a lot of good material in this month.
Yep.
August edition of the Prime Life Times and great advertisers that are helping pay for the cost of this paper and others that are getting on board. If you pick up a copy, be sure to thank the advertisers, maybe utilize their services. Or like yesterday when we had Keith Allen in and he delivered 5-gallon jugs of water here, and we appreciate his service and the many other providers that offer great products or services.
Mm-hmm. So we sure do.
Thank them. And
makes it happen.
Did you see Janine Keller was in this month's edition?
Yeah.
That's her.
I like that.
Continue to submit your photographs holding up the Prime Life Times wherever you may be. And
yes, please do.
Win a prize and maybe even one of the grand prizes, which will be a real special one when we get it all put together.
Yeah, I will want it.
You don't know what it is yet, do you?
We're working on it.
It's growing. It's growing.
It's growing.
It's including books now and a CD.
Awesome.
And it's including gift cards and appetizer coupons.
Hey, so at this point, I may enter.
It'll be worthwhile.
Well, let's see. I'm trying to think of where
I can. You should, Kathleen.
Do that. I go a lot of different places.
Yeah,
I do.
I'll
try to do that.
Well, Kathleen, you're a very gifted person.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Every time I see your artwork displayed like yesterday, I just kind of am amazed at what you can do. It's a gift.
Yeah, and some of that was inspired by trips to Israel. I mean, you've always had the gifts, but they were latent or
Well, I had stopped teaching art in school, and I just hadn't painted for some time. And then when I went on my first trip to Israel, and I came back, and I just really...
And you're welcome for that first trip with me.
Okay. I probably said that. I probably said thank you a long time ago.
Carry on.
Oh, dear. This is getting into the deep woods here.
You started drawing after you came back from that first
trip. Well, I started painting, and I thought, I really loved the thought that it was the pomegranate.
Oh, that's right. You've
that
said that.
That could be a... that's used as a symbol in Israel. And when I read more about the pomegranate, I saw that the reason that they had chosen that fruit, it is one of the seven species of Israel. And if you go in scripture, it talks about when you come into the land, a land of milk and honey, etc., etc. And that's the pomegranate is one of those fruits.
Is that listed?
That's, yes. That's in there. And it was just something that caught me a little bit by surprise. But I thought, I'm going to paint some pomegranates. So it was in the fall, And they still had pomegranates for sale in the grocery store. And so I bought two. Mm-hmm. And he had read about how to cut them. It said to put it under water to cut it because it spurts out the pomegranate juice. Mm-hmm. So I cut one and broke it into some pieces, and then I took the other one. So the pomegranate is actually two pomegranates
right.
with the broken one beside it
right.
and the juice spraying out.
Yeah, yeah, that is how
and
the picture is.
And that's what the painting is.
Wow.
And in all my paintings, then, I research the significance of that symbol, and then I write about that.
Trying to bring that into it.
Yeah.
And usually attach a scripture verse or a passage.
There's always a scripture. There's always a scripture
like
with it.
Like some out of Isaiah. Or
that's right. So whether it's the shofar or like if it's the one that's Shema Israel, that one, it has the figure of three Jewish men praying in the prayer shawls. They pray three times a day at different times of the day.
Right.
And I try to include all those things, so there's some teaching that goes with
That's
it.
Great.
I think Jim Miller was one of your models once.
Oh, Jim Miller,
the shepherd
yes.
holding the little lamb or something.
I love that picture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now
do you
that,
see Jim Miller in that?
Well, no.
Good morning,
really.
Jim.
Hi, Jim.
But you don't see Jim. You don't see the face
arms.
In that one.
Yeah.
It's just the arms, because that one I wanted to be Jesus.
And a lamb.
And I wanted to be a shepherd,
and
because Jesus is our shepherd.
Yeah. Amen.
The good shepherd.
Great.
People can find out more at Watchmen on the Wall. How do they get in touch with seeing some of this artwork?
They would be able to email me at Kathleen@watchmenonthewall.com. It's at the end of the article. And the website, unfortunately, is not up at this point, but it ran down, whatever you call it.
Ran down.
Broke.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Broke.
But you can tell them how to kind of
sure,
see some
I can
things.
Tell you.
Yeah.
I
or
can
when
tell
the next showing will
sure.
be here at
that's
the
right.
Radio Center.
That's
or
right.
Yeah.
That's
all
right.
Right. Well, another great article. Thank you, Kathleen.
You're
that's
very welcome.
Posted in this August edition of the Prime Life Times from generation to generation. Captain Mike, and maybe we'll have him on this next week. Listen up, Mike. Think through some of the things
that
you're going to say.
Great.
We want to share your testimony, your God-honoring stories, and that lovely wife, Linda, that you have.
You're
the little
on, Mike.
Munchkin that you love so much. So, hey, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of the radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Kathleen Jennings with the Ministry of Great News Radio. In the Prime Life Times. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
Bye-bye.